Hey, witches. Welcome back to another episode of Glow Girl. I'm your host, April Equilin. Anybody who knows me knows that I love working with the moon. I am a moon child. I was born on a full moon, and it just, the energy especially of a full moon just completely resonates with me. And I really, when I started my practice, that was following the moon phases. That was a part of the beginnings of how I started to practice, how I started to do some ritual, and how I started to do some workings. So this week, I wanted to just give you a little basic information on the different moon phases, how you can work with them, whether it be with different rituals or even just journal prompts, and just give you a little bit of basic, you know, knowledge. So if you are looking for something to start your practice, this would be a good starting point. It's super easy and it is not anything intimidating at all. It's a great way to enter into your practice. So the moon and its energy affects us just tremendously. We're made up of 60% water, and yeah, the moon controls the tides and such. So we can feel this energy and this power tremendously. A lunar cycle is 29-ish days. And when we talk about a lunar cycle, we talk about the different phases that go along with it. And the different phases of the moon each have their own correspondences. They each have their own things that we can work on and do, whether it be spell work, whether it be meditation, whether it be an actual ritual. The different phases of the moon are made for different workings. So let's break down these phases. So we actually just had the beginning phase of a moon cycle this past Friday on April 1st, which is a new moon. So the new moon is the beginning of this lunar cycle. The new moon is all about rebirth, regeneration, planting those seeds, you know, putting in your manifestations, the things that you want to start, the things that you want to see happen. New moons are all about new beginnings. And this is where we put down what it is that we want to do, what it is that we want to accomplish. So the new moon is a great way to start that new project, put that idea out into the universe, and let it grow from there. After the new moon, we go into the waxing crescent. So this is where we're building that strong foundation. We're working towards our goal. We're tending to those seeds that we planted, and we're putting in the work. This is where we want to put in all that work to get towards that goal, to get this journey of ours just off and running. Then we get to the first quarter moon, and this is a time for balance. This is where the moon is that half and half, half light, half dark. And this is where we might need to refocus a little bit. This is where we may have like certain fears and anxieties come up, and it's a great time to help break free from those fears and anxieties on this path that we're going on or towards this goal that we want to achieve. We want to imagine growing towards the light. So if you think, you know, of a seed, an actual seed that you place in the ground or in a pot for growing, what does that do? It's going to grow towards the light. So this is our time where we want to grow towards the light. We're getting closer and closer to that big, beautiful, glorious full moon, and we want to break free. Then we have the waxing gibbous. This is the moon where growth is happening. And sometimes we tend to focus on only the growth that we can actually see. And we have to remember during this time that even if we don't see it, growth is happening. We are moving towards that goal. We are moving on our path, but sometimes we just can't see it because we're not ready to yet. It's not ready to make itself completely clear at the time. During this phase, it's also a really good time to tie up loose ends. And here we have to practice patience. You know, like I said, our growth is happening, but when we can't see it, sometimes we become impatient. We get frustrated with ourselves, but we have to learn to practice patience here. And then the next phase is the full moon. This is the moon in all its glory, full and bright and just absolutely gorgeous. Whenever there's a full moon, I just want to go outside, lay in the grass and just take a moon bath, just lay there and just let the moon's light just wash over me. And I actually have a few times, but this is a time for a couple of things. So a lot of people will associate the full moon with letting go of things that no longer serve us. And definitely, you can definitely focus on that. But you also want to make sure that you take the time to celebrate the successes that you've had so far on your journey towards your goal. And then you want to give thanks. You want to have some gratitude. You've come so far and you need to offer gratitude. So we're letting go of things that no longer serve us. We are celebrating successes. We're having gratitude for those successes. And we can also manifest during a full moon. There is nothing wrong with manifesting during a full moon. If you need to add a little extra in there, go for it. The full moon's energy is really powerful. So allowing yourself to use that energy can help give your working just a little extra kick. Then after the full moon, we have the waning gibbous. This is where we want to reflect. We want to reflect on things. We want to maybe even start focusing on the next upcoming cycle that's going to be happening. You know, the new moon comes again 2 weeks-ish after the full moon. So we want to maybe start reflecting on this upcoming cycle. What are we going to do? What do we need to change? Are we going to start something completely brand new, or are we going to continue with this journey, with this idea that we're on? So we need to reflect. We can do this by meditating. We can do this by doing some journaling. Shadow work might need to come into play here, but we need to take this time for reflection. Then we come into the last quarter moon, and this is where we need to see past the dark. You know, the moon is starting to get darker and darker, and we need to be able to see past that. In order to do that, we need to make changes. And again, we need to do the work. So if you're seeing that maybe things aren't going how you thought they would go with your idea or your journey, then maybe we need to sit down and work on making some changes that are needed to prepare us for this upcoming new cycle that is about to happen. The last part of this cycle before we start all over again is the waning crescent. And this is a time for rest. We need to give ourselves permission to take the pause, take the breath. Sometimes we forget to do that. We forget to breathe. We forget to just take that pause, close our eyes, take that breath, and allow ourselves to just be. And sometimes taking a breath can recalibrate everything. It's amazing what a little breath can do. Have gratitude for this whole lunar cycle that you have gone through, and then prepare yourself for the new one ahead. Because guess what? It's going to start again. That is the beauty of these cycles. They start again, and we get to decide, do we start something new on the new moon at the beginning of another cycle? Or do we continue on this path and continue to allow it to grow, add stuff to it, to allow what we want to do to completely come into fruition and completely do exactly what we want it to do? So this is just a little bit on the moon phases and what each of them represents. So what do we do during these moon phases? What are some things that we can use? What are some rituals we can do, or spell work that we can do? Let me tell you, there's so many resources there online and in books. And I'll post some, you know, throughout the week on our socials about some, you know, some things that you can do for, you know, different moon phases, some different spell work and such. But a good thing to do is, especially on a new moon, is maybe rework your altar if you have an altar. If you don't have one, start one. It's a great opportunity to start new beginnings, freshen up things, so you can just work with your altar. Cleanse a space, add items to it, and your altar does not have to be anything outrageous. It can be as simple as putting a candle, a vase of flowers, and maybe a crystal if you have one, and that's it. Or a picture of a place that you like, or maybe a vision board. That can be your altar, especially during a new moon when we start this phase, a great place to begin to work on your goal. Another thing that you can do during any of these moon phases is practice a meditation. If you have Insight Timer or any other like meditation apps, or even going on YouTube and searching for different meditations, you can always find a meditation that is associated with a moon phase. And it can be super quick, or it can be, you know, a nice long one where you really go deep. So you can, you know, try that during any specific moon phase. Journaling, moon phase charting are all great things that you can do as well. And by moon phase charting, there is a moon compass that you can make really easy. You just draw a circle, and you divide that circle into little pie slices to go along with that particular month. So each slice would correspond to the day in the month. And you can track the moon phases there. You can put in, you know, what the moon is in each day. You can put how you feel that day. You can put if you did any workings that day. I used to like to color code mine. You know, orange was if it was a great day, and like blue or gray was if it was a not so great day. So you want to allow yourself, you know, creativity here. So another way you can work with the different phases of the moon is by charging your tools. You may hear a lot about people who put their crystals out during a moon, or their tarot or oracle cards, or their other tools that they use for their workings. And this is a great way to soak up that moon's energy into those tools so you can use them in your practice. I love putting my crystals out underneath a full moon. I normally will just put crystals out under a full moon. I have been known to put them out under a new moon, but just because the full moon resonates so much with me, I like to put mine out under a full moon. I've also done moon water during different moon phases, and super easy to do. Fill up a jar, jug, glass, whatever you have. I like to use like a mason jar, and I will fill it up with water and I will stick it outside, let it charge up. And then I will use that moon water. I'll either drink it or I will add it to my plants. I will use it to anoint items. I will use it in an essential oil diffuser and put some essential oils in and let it fill my space. I will even use it in a bath. So there's a lot of uses for moon water, and you can keep it in the mason jar. Sometimes I'll, especially if I'm going to drink it, I stick it right in my fridge because I like to drink any water cold. But I also went and got some glass decanters that I will keep it in. FYI, if you go to a Goodwill or a thrift store, you can find these awesome glass decanters to keep your moon water in. So there you go. Little witch tip for you. But charging your items, allowing them to soak up that energy, whether or not it's full moon, new moon, or any of the other phases, is completely up to you. There is no right or wrong way to do this. Now, some people are like, well, I don't have a place where I can put my stuff out. That is perfectly fine. You don't have to put it outside. You can put it in a window inside your house, especially if the weather is going to be, you know, crazy, or if you're not in a place where you can leave your stuff out. I have put stuff in a window before. I have put stuff on my enclosed back porch. So you just, you know, make sure that when you put stuff out that it is protected, especially if you're putting out things like tarot cards or things that if they did get wet, you know, they would get ruined. So in a plastic bag, usually what I'll do, like especially if I'm putting out tarot cards or anything paper, I will put it in a Ziploc bag. And then I have this glass dish that has a glass lid as well. So I will put the baggie in that dish and put the lid on it just for an extra protection for any moisture or whatnot. But you can definitely put it out in your windowsill. And even if it's cloudy and you can't see, like for a full moon, you can't see the moon, put your stuff out anyways. It is still going to get the energy. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean that its energy is not there. Other things that you can do, I know a lot of people will do abundance checks, especially on a new moon. And abundance checks are checks to the universe, you know, asking for a certain amount of money, asking for unlimited. It is for you to decide. And I can even put some examples of how to write an abundance check, you know, on our socials so you can see what they are in case you've never heard of them. But what you do is you write them and you let them charge underneath that new moon. And then what I like to do is I like to then take it and place that check either on my altar, or if I'm doing a specific working, sometimes I'll put it like in a little bag, or I will tuck it away in my grimoire. And then when I am ready for it and I am done doing the workings, I will then, usually on a full moon, I will burn it again. Haha, see, I told you I love burning shit. I will burn it and send it out to the universe and thank it for what it has done and send it out there. So another thing that you can do. Other rituals that you can do, self-care rituals are awesome to do during different moon phases. You can do salt baths. Some people will create like a special bath salt on a new moon using like Epsom salts and Himalayan salt and oils and herbs. And then they will let that, you know, charge up under that new moon. And then they will use it on the full moon. Some people will just make up a bath, you know, on whatever moon phase they're working on, and they'll add different essential oils or herbs or whatnot to that correspond with that phase or correspond with the working that they are doing. So those self-care rituals are great to do during these times. And then there's also different activities, rituals that you can do with other people. If you have metaphysical shops in your area, sometimes they will have gatherings. They'll have moon circles, or they'll have drum circles, burning bowl ceremonies, all going along with the different moon phases. So definitely check those out. Some of my favorite things to do, especially during a full moon, is to go to a crystal bowl meditation. If you can find one of those in your area, oh, you will not regret it. They are amazing. I absolutely love them. So some things that you may want to consider, especially if you're working on any journaling with your moon phase work, is paying attention to certain things during certain phases. So like the new moon, what's a new way that you can look at something? What do you want to manifest in your life right now? These are some prompts that you can focus on, write in your journal, and come back to see how they worked out after that cycle is done. For a waxing crescent, how are my intentions being blocked? What message is being sent to me? First quarter, how have I been taking action towards my goals? What have I been doing? Is my action aligned with my intentions? Some good questions here. The waxing gibbous, what's been working well? On this journey that I'm in, what's been working well? What hasn't been working? What can I improve? For the full moon, how has everything flowed? What do I need to let go of to allow me to move forward? Do I need to modify anything? Do I need some new support? For the waning gibbous, make a list of your gratitudes. What lesson am I most thankful for? Because remember, when we go on these journeys, we have lessons that meet us. And this is a great time to look at those lessons. The last quarter, what habits are stopping me from reaching my goals? How does this make me feel? What do I need to do? And that waning crescent, how can I improve my self-care? Remember, this is that part of the moon cycle where we rest, we breathe, and we may have to focus on how I can improve self-care. What can I do for myself during this time to allow me to move forward on my journey? So these prompts are a great way to focus on each moon phase, incorporate them into your workings. Like I said, it does not have to be anything outrageous or difficult, and it can be super quick if need be. But remember, focus on your intentions. Your words are your power. So when you are working during these, you know, these moon phases, no matter how quickly you are doing this, you definitely want to make sure that you're being intentional and that you are putting what you want to put out there. You want to make sure that what you are doing is going to lead you to the outcome that you are wanting. Little quick tip here when it comes to different moon phases and working with the moon. A lot of people tend to think that they have to work with every single moon phase every single time. You don't have to. Remember, this practice is your own and you can choose what you want to do. I don't work with every single moon phase. I don't put stuff out, you know, every full moon. Heck, there's been some times that I've forgotten and I'm like, oh shit, I got to put something out. I really wanted to do this. And there I am, it's midnight and I'm putting something out. Or sometimes I just don't have the energy to do it. And that's perfectly fine. So don't feel that you have to work with every single moon phase. You get to choose. Choose what resonates with you. And if you want to do any particular workings, then maybe look into what better moon phase would work here. like I said, it's a really easy way to start with your practice. So work with it at your own pace. So this week's card of the week is the Wheel of Fortune. So just like the moon and its phases, the Wheel of Fortune goes through cycles. It's just constantly going round. We have the good times, we have the bad times. And we need to keep in mind that just like the moon, we go through phases. Our lives go through phases. And in order to make things happen, we have to do certain things. And sometimes those things aren't comfortable. And sometimes those things are easy. So we have to allow ourselves a little grace and make sure that we understand that we are going in a cycle. We are constantly going to be moving in a cycle, and we get to choose how that cycle goes about. We get to choose how it affects our path. Now, there are some things that come in here and kind of put a wrench in things, but that's life. That's what happens. We have to take the good and the bad, but we have to remember that it is a continuous cycle. Just like the moon phases, it's a continuous cycle that we constantly need to work with. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me today. I will definitely be sharing on our Facebook page and on our Instagram some little rituals and such that you can do during different moon phases. And I'll share some of my favorite resources and books as well, if you want to really dive a little bit more deeper into understanding the moon and its phases. So as always, this has been a production of Girls Girls Media, music by Breakmaster Cylinder. And hey, if you haven't yet, go check out the Girls Girls Community Facebook page. Come on, it is a great place with some great women who do nothing but support you and answer questions. And it is just the greatest place to hang out. I'm hanging out in there. All of us are hanging out in there. It's just, we have so much fun in there, and it's a great way to form some friendships. And then, you know what? Maybe even get to meet in real life. And that's so cool. I've done it. It's awesome. Don't forget to check out our other podcasts in the Girls Girls Media family, Atta Girl, Her Royal Highness, Stock Daddy, and Family Road Trip Trivia, and the one that started it all, the Girls Girls Podcast. Thank you again for joining me today. I hope that as you journey with using the moon phases in your practice, that you can see just how using the moon's energy can affect you and your journey. Take care, witches. Blessed be.